the date was, I think it was about June or July of 1948, my first job, and I was offered a job from RCA. There was a advanced development group that was developing new forms of vacuum tubes. And the date I arrived, it was the day that Bell Laboratories got the industry together, invited many companies, particularly those in the electronics companies, like such as RCA, and announced the development of the transistor. And they projected that this was going to take the place of the vacuum tube and eventually revolutionize the world, which of course it did. When that happened, I went to my manager and said, I guess I'm out of a job because the vacuum tube is dead. And he said, no, the vacuum tube's not dead, but you're out of a job, but we'll give you another one, and that is you're going to be the first engineer on the transistor in RCA. There was research work going on in the semiconductor field in Princeton. At any rate, but I was the first one, and of course I knew, not only did I know nothing about semiconductors, I knew nothing about anything at that point. You know, I was just right out of college. So that was the beginning of my career.